Good morning. It is 20 or 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And I have people in the studio with us this morning to talk about a rally that is happening this Saturday at the Crescent Harbor Shelter. And I think it's from 1 to 1:30. And so in the studio this morning is Paul Ryu. And good morning. Thanks for coming. A concerned citizen about the attempts to make genetically modified salmon a part of our food chain. David Wilcox is here from Blatchley Middle School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And also Ray Friedlander is a community organizer for Sitka Conservation Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you guys kind of got in on this rally too.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start out by talking about the rally so people know that it's going on, because it's just kind of getting, word's kind of getting out. So, Paul, can you give us an idea of what that's about?
Sure. We're going to have a get-together, like you said, 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Crescent Harbor Shelter. And it'll be about half an hour long, and we'll have a lot of information there and a lot of excited people. And we're hoping to get quite a bit of media coverage to raise awareness on the subject.
And, David, you're a Blatchley Middle School student.
Yes.
And how did you get interested in genetically modified issues about the fish?
Well, I haven't really thought about, like, how I got into this, but my dad, he just started talking about them one day, and I thought it was really interesting, and so we stuck with that idea.
And you have kind of a long-range plan to carry a message actually across the United States. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, next year, sometime in January, I'll be starting to run across America to, like, raise awareness for GMOs and what they do.
And so the main issue for you is how, because you were mentioning earlier that you're a vegetarian, you don't actually eat fish. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your, how did you get interested, or why do you care about this issue, I guess?
The GMO fish issue?
Yeah.
Well, I just, like, was messaged on Facebook about this, and I thought it was, like, really bad that they're not only doing plants now, they're moving on to fish, and they might start doing other animals soon. And I just thought that we can't let this happen. Like, we shouldn't let it happen.
And are you going to be at the rally on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. And Ray, give us just a little bit of a, how did SCS get involved here?
Well, for me as a community organizer, it's always really inspiring when you see people stand up for the protection of natural resources and also for the protection of their community. And what Paul and David are doing is raising awareness about something that would endanger our wild salmon stocks and also the health of not just our community or folks in Alaska, but all over the country, because GMO salmon is going to be spreading everywhere if this gets passed. And the FDA says that there are no significant risks associated with eating GMO salmon or environmental impacts of putting GMO salmon into our oceans. But for at least us here in Sitka, Alaska, what if British Columbia started having GMO salmon put into their farms there, and they escaped and started mingling with our wild salmon stocks? What would that do to the environment, to our fisheries, if we could no longer claim these are wild Alaskan salmon? What could that mingling do? And so more than anything, we should be focusing on protecting the habitat for wild salmon, and also protecting that identity that Alaskans have with salmon, that it's wild and not genetically modified, and that it's not being put in our bodies.
That's kind of a crux for part of what you've been doing, Paul, is the idea that we have wild stock fish here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's no secret that farm fishing isn't very popular in the state of Alaska, and this would, in essence, this is an enhancement to farm fish. This would lower the time that the fish are ready to market by half, take it from 3 years down to a year and a half. And so who stands to benefit from that? Well, we assume that the fish farmers are going to benefit from that. Whether or not the consumers would be passed on those savings in the marketplace is yet to be seen. But even if they were, it would seems like it would hurt the market for wild fish because it would increase that gap between fresh caught processed wild fish and farm fish, you know, the price gap at the grocery store counter, at the butcher's counter. So, you know, that's an important issue. And then the environmental impact as well, you know, as Ray pointed out, if these fish were to get out, there's just hasn't been adequate studies of what may happen.
Yeah. How did you get, how did you become aware of this issue and kind of what's been your involvement as it goes along here?
Well, I actually picked it up on the internet. I saw that there was rallies going on in other parts of the country and there was a call to action sort of thing to, you know, raise awareness around the country. So, I decided that, you know, it'd be nice to do one here so that people can get, you know, get an idea of what the subjects are, because I don't feel like it's been widely covered in the media. So, you know, covering some of that research and bringing that information to people so that they can decide for themselves, I think was really important.
And for people who don't know about this, can you just give a little snapshot of kind of what the issue, well, not so much the issues, because I think we've sort of talked about that, but what is happening with this?
What's happening right now, the approval process has been going on for almost 20 years, and it's had its ups and downs. And
who's doing the approvals or who's looking at this?
This approval is through the Food and Drug Administration, right? Okay. And they've already approved several different aspects of it. This last one is an environmental impact issue. And so they're looking at it. And, you know, the leadership in Alaska, especially our federal leadership up on Capitol Hill, have been active in spreading the word about this. And
they've introduced some legislation, I think.
They've introduced legislation. Both Senator Begich and Senator Murkowski have introduced legislation. Some of it's hasn't fared very well, but they're committed to doing more. And you know, one of the big call I agree with is Murkowski putting it out that this should be treated as any other commercial fishery, that it should be looked at by the National Marine Fisheries Service. And you know, her pleas have largely gone ignored.
And where is the FDA in the approval process? Can you enlighten people about where kind of what's happening now?
You know, that's really hard to gauge. They claim to be really close. They being the companies that are trying to put this forward, they claim to be really close to approval. And my understanding is once they get this last approval, they're basically good to go. They can actually start producing these. As a matter of fact, they boast that they have pre-orders for 15 million eggs. So we'll see how that goes. But they've thought that they were close before too, and they put pressure on them to do different sorts of approval and whatnot. But this sounds like it's really close to being this next round of approvals is it. They would be legal to start producing it.
And might I add something, too, that genetically modified salmon aren't going to be labeled a food. They're going to be labeled a veterinary drug or an animal drug. The FDA does not consider this to be a food. And so, in a sense, we've kind of created a Frankenstein fish. That's why people call this Frankenfish, is that if our own Food and Drug Administration isn't viewing this as a food, then what are we putting in our bodies? What is this that we're consuming if they can't even label it something that, you know.
What is the, now there's a little issue too about the whole, not just that part of the labeling, but just labeling in general, because the FDA is not requiring any notification on a product apparently.
Right. We're one of the few countries in the world in the forefront of the first world that don't label or have completely banned genetically modified organisms. There's a lot of studies, a lot of information out there that people have on the genetically modified plants.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways
that are widely
available.
Yourself. But there's no real studies on this because no one's consumed it. So, you know, they're just going to go ahead and approve it and then see. You know, well, it'll be a wait and see if people have, you know, adverse effects to it, or, you know, if it has allergic reactions to people and things like that, which I understand are common in genetically modified plants.
And you were saying, too, that we would be like the main country that this genetically engineered salmon would be marketed to, because we're one of the only ones that allows GMO, right? You were saying that?
Yeah, that's a big issue is that, you know, that one of the companies that want to produce it, one of their big arguments is that they're trying to do it in either inland or
pens and rearing like a farm salmon.
Yeah, that's right. The vast majority of salmon farming in the world is done in ocean net pens, open ocean net pens. Last year, I believe they estimated that 3 million fish escaped from worldwide from different facilities. And so, you know, they were basically...
Yeah, that's long been a concern just
right.
Generally.
And they're basically counting on the FDA to monitor these companies that would be growing the fish, these fish farms, despite wherever they're located, because the target market would be the U.S. grocery stores, because we're one of the few countries that allow it.
Without being labeled.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So we're just about out of time, but remind folks about the rally on Saturday, the time and place, if you want to find out more information.
Sure. The best place to probably find information is to go online, get on Facebook, and look up the Sitka GMO rally. It's going to go on tomorrow at the Crescent Harbor Shelter from 1 to 1:30, and everyone's welcome to come and listen and hopefully learn a thing or two.
Now, I hear there's some pretty interesting signs that are going to be.
I think there are going to be
in true Sitka spirit, there'll be some.
We'll have a few speakers. David's actually going to say a few words tomorrow, and we actually have some press releases from some of the different people in the political realm that are working on this. So.
And Representative Jonathan Kreis Tompkins is going to offer a statement of support for us as well. And we also have support from a lot of fishing organizations or nonprofits here in town.
Yeah,
all right. Sounds like you probably have a pretty good turnout. And it's under a shelter, so, you know.
Yeah, but it's going to be Sunday tomorrow.
No excuses. Come.
It's going to be Sunday tomorrow. Oh, good. Oh, great. I'm going to ignore that weather report then. So, well, thanks for coming in this morning. David Wilcox, Paul Riau, and Ray Friedlander. All in to encourage people to attend the rally tomorrow at 1 at the Crescent Harbor Shelter.
And thanks, protect Chris. Their wild salmon.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.